This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Today, Dr. Davis continues her study in the book of Revelation. The angels continue to sound their trumpets, and there's devastation on earth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis, and thank you for listening to Truth Matters. The seven trumpets of God introduce us to the section of Revelation which occurs just before Christ returns to earth at his second coming. So let's get into the first trumpet, and the first trumpet judgment is in verse 7. And I like to say that this trumpet is where the vegetation is struck. If you're taking notes, the vegetation is struck, or a third of the trees and all the grass is gone. Verse 7, the first angel sounded, and hell and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. As in studying Dr. Jeremiah's book, Escape the Night, as we have been studying at our church's Bible study, he thinks that we should take this literally, much like the plagues of Egypt. There will be ecological devastation upon the earth, and the resulting calamitous impact upon the residents of the earth will be all too real during this period. This is a period of judgment. So literally, I believe that a third of the trees will be burned up and consumed, and all the green grass will be burned up. So can you imagine of what we know as the world today and how desolate that will be, even to lose grass and to lose a third of the trees? As we know, trees are critical for our earth's oxygen supply. Let's move on to the second trumpet where the seas are struck. And this is verses 8 through 9. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Here we see a third of the sea creatures are destroyed, as well as a third of the ships. So something like a great mountain fell into the sea. Many surprises will happen in the tribulation. History really has never recorded this, but it doesn't mean that it can't happen. 3/4 of the earth's surface is ocean. About a third of 75% is 25%, so 25% of the earth's surface turns to blood. That is significant judgment because we know that the sea is a source of food. So this will be a loss of a food source significantly. As we know, we are heavily dependent on merchant ships for transportation of goods and buying and selling of goods. And I looked this up. The world fleet is registered to 150 nations. Currently in 2021, there are 93,161 vessels that are registered. Let's say that the tribulation happens in the next year or two, 31,000 ships would be destroyed. Much cargo will be dumped into the ocean, and that cargo includes oil, chemicals, grain, etc. And this is the second trumpet. Let's move on to the third trumpet. And a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. Wormwood grew in biblical times and had an extremely strong and bitter taste. The book of Jeremiah is filled with references to wormwood to illustrate the bitter time of suffering experienced in Babylon. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Scientifically, you can go weeks without food, but you cannot go a long time without water. So many people will die from a lack of fresh water.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.